诗篇十五篇的第一节到第五节。
Psalm 15 verse 1 to verse 5。
为什么选这一篇呢
？Why am I choosing this passage？
因为今天是安息圣日，我们已经来到属灵的圣山了。
So it's a Sabbath day today, and we are coming to the holy mountain。
我们也来到主耶稣亲自支搭这属灵神圣的帐幕。
We're also coming to the tabernacle of which built by Jesus Christ himself.
我小弟把一到五节念一次，我们用心体会。
So let us read from verse 1 to verse 5.
耶和华，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？第二节。
2.
就是行为正直，做事公义，心里说实话的人。第三节。
3.
他不以舌头缠谤人，不恶待朋友，也不随火毁谤邻里。第四节。
4.
他眼中藐视匪类，却尊重那敬畏耶和华的人。他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。第五节。
5.
他不放债取利，不受贿赂以害无辜，行这些事的人必永不动摇。阿们。短短的五节。
Only five verses.
第一节里面首先有两个提问，大家有注意到吗
？So verse one have two rhetorical questions.
那其实这两个问题呀、啊，都是明知故问。
So these two questions are both rhetorical questions.
第一个问题是谁能寄居在神的帐幕呢
？Who may dwell in the tabernacle of God？
第二个问题是谁能住在神的圣山呢
？Or who may dwell in the holy hill of God？
好，这其实不是不知道答案。
It's not that the questioner have no idea what the answer will be.
是为了引起我们的思考。
It's to trigger our thinking.
所以接下来在第二节啦，就直接讲出了三个条件。
So verse 3 provides 3 criteria.
就是第一节里面那两个谁的重要条件。
So it's a criterion of the one who's being referred in verse 1.
然后接下来最后三节呢，讲出了七个不符合条件的，不应该这样子的。
And verse 3 to verse 5 are referring to seven kinds of people who does not fit the criteria.
好，那第二节里面的这三个条件的第一个叫做行为正直。
First criterion is to walk uprightly.
这个正直啊，不是指的说完全没有心机啊。
Walk uprightly doesn't mean that you are very blunt in your heart.
这一个字在旧约很多其他地方翻译成完全或者是没有残疾的。
Other translation refers this uprightly as perfect and with no imperfection.
我们知道在摩西五经当中提起我们献给神的每一只牲畜都必须是没有残疾的。
So we know in the Torah that all the animals sacrificed to God needs to be perfect.
那即便这样提醒了、啊、还是有人这样不精心惹神发怒。
Even though with such reminder some people still show are being careless and draw the wrath of God.
如果以华文的正直，我们的第一个印象，什么叫做正直呢
？So, if we look at the Chinese translation, upright, what's the meaning of upright?
应该指的是这个人很正派。
It's to say that this person is very upright, with integrity.
这个人很清廉。
And he doesn't take bribes.
这个人没有私心。
He has no his petty thoughts.
这个人不护短。
And he doesn't really cover his own shortcomings.
但是其实以原文的角度来理解，行为正直啊，以圣经的范围来理解，其实应该去把它想成完全呢、啊。
So, however, looking at the original text, this upright is referring to perfect.
但是它翻译成 perfect 的哈。其实应该有更好的字啦，因为这个完全其实不是完美，完全不是 perfect， 有没有更好的字啊
？Blameless，
哦，没关系，对。 这个完全也不是我继续讲下去了哈、哦，完全不是我们理解的完美，不一样哦。
Being blameless doesn't equal to perfect。
啊，比如说在旧约经文里面，这是另外一个主题了。我们简单讲一下哈、哦，就是圣经里面的完全不是完美。那旧约里面有一个叫做约伯，还有另外一个叫挪亚。
So there was a character named Job and also Noah in the Old Testament。
约伯跟挪亚在神的口中，他们都是他们那个世代的完全人。
And in the eyes of God, both of them are blameless and upright in the eyes of God.
但是我想请问诸位，用你们人的角度来看就好了。挪亚跟挪伯是完美的人吗？
And however, in the perspective of man, do you think Noah and Job are blameless?
挪亚他有没有喝醉酒赤身肉体啊？
Because Noah even got drunk and naked himself.
约伯会不会咒诅自己的生日啊？
And
会不会觉得这些朋友都在攻击他，也有情绪啊？
And wouldn't Job also be angry and cursing his own birthday and blaming his friends?
好，我们没有那么多时间了，大家一定要先记住这句话。圣经当中的完全绝对不是完美。
So we must remember this concept that blameless doesn't equal to perfect.
那这个完全另外有圣经里面告诉我们的一些条件，我们今天时间很短就不讲这个了、哦、
So there are also other criteria to do with being blameless.
简单来讲，这个完全应该指的是在神面前被神看作没有残障没有疾病的。
So in the this blameless in, is referring to that in the eyes of God, this person is it's blameless in the in accordance with the standards of God.
完全啊，从圣经里面其实指的不是一种状态，而是一种态度。圣经里面是给我们这个方向啊，我们先讲到这里了。态度啊。
So blameless is more to do with our attitudes rather than the, from an objective perspective.
所以，在神眼中的一个完全人呢、啊，他可能在普通人的眼中是有很多缺点的，这样大家理解吧。
So a blameless man may still have many shortcomings in the eyes of man.
好，那可是这个无残疾的，刚才讲到说这个正直叫无残疾，该怎么去理解他呢？
How would we interpret this blameless as with no imperfection?
什么是残疾？
What's the meaning of imperfection?
指的是先天，就是一出生，或者是后来造成肢体器官的缺陷或功能的障碍。
So this imperfection or lame is referring to an animal or a human being that was he was born as.As imperfect.
我再讲简单一点啦、哦、旧约献祭要用没有残疾的畜生，那今天献祭的是我们，对不对？
So we know that in the Old Testament, when we offer sacrifice, we need to offer animals with no lame in it.
今天献上的是我们，小弟跟各位，我们是被献上的、啊。
However, today when we are praying, that we are actually offering ourselves.
这个没有残疾指的不是肉体跟心理上，好像只要不完美就不行啊，不是这个意思啊。
So therefore, it's not to say that it is not allowable that we are being imperfect and we offer ourselves. That's not the concept.
而是指的属灵上。无残疾就是你的任何疾病跟状态是可以恢复的，可以恢复就算说无残疾啦。
But it's to say that if we are in a state of being imperfect, however, we do have the ability to restore ourselves.
好了，本来这个应该讲一分钟的，但是我看见底下有人眼神有疑问了，我就讲了五六分钟了，讲太多了啊、哦，所以。不是说今天手脚有问题，或者是秃头啦，或者是智障啦，不能来教会，不是这个意思。
Therefore, it's not to say that if someone was lame or he was intellectually challenged, then he's not he will be forbidden to come into church. That's not what it means.
即使你在灵里面有很多问题，只要能够靠着圣灵的引导，有一天能够回复，我们叫做悔改或回复，那就是无残疾的。记得这个结论就好了。
So therefore, in the concept of Bible, is to say that as long as our imperfection can be restored by the help of the Holy Spirit, then we can be called as blameless.
所以我们是行为正直的吗？我们应该是。
So are we act with integrity? We should be.
我们固然常常有时候会做错说错，但是我愿意常常悔改，回复到神告诉我的，那我就是行为正直的，这样理解吧。
So even though we are making mistakes all the time, however, we are willing to come before God and let the Holy Spirit restore ourselves, then we can be called. Then that's how we can be called as blameless.
那第二个条件就是做事公义了。
And the second criterion was to work righteousness.
那这个不是说你做事很有正义感，不是这个意思啊。
It's not to say you have a sense of justice.
做事要符合神的意，他原本的意思是这样子。神眼中看为好的，我们是不是愿意常常去做
？So it's to say that we shall work righteousness to the standards of God, whatever pleasing in the eyes of God.
好，那第三个条件是心里说实话的人，大家很注意哦。
The third criterion was about speak the truth in his heart.
哎，为什么不是写口中说实话啊？有没有注意到？
Why is it saying that? Why isn't this verse saying that he shall speak the truth out of his mouth?
因为有些人啊，嘴巴很诚实，心里很歪曲啊。
Because for some people, they were truthful in their mouth, but they were twisted in their heart.
有时候啊，常常借着在一些不适当的场合去讲实话，然后来影响别人或陷害别人啊。
They like to speak improper words they like to speak truth on improper situation to blame others.
所以你虽然常常人家问你，你为什么讲这个话呢？你有没有发觉有些人一直说啊，我讲的是实话，我讲的是实话啊？有没有发现这样子
？So I'm sure that we all encountered the situation where someone was asking, "How come you say this in such a situation?" The reply is, "I'm merely saying the truth."
啊，你讲的是实话就好了吗
？So is that enough that you are speaking?
对，确实你现在讲的是诚诚实实的实话，可是你故意在这个场合对这些人讲，是出于不好的动机，这样理解吧？
Indeed, you are saying the fact. However, under such situation, you are saying this out of your own ulterior motives, and that is a bad thing.
你这些实话就不应该在这里对这些人讲。
So the so-called fact or reality shouldn't be presented under such situation.
不是叫我们说谎话。那个时候，你可以说造就人的话，可以不要讲话，对不对？
If you feel like the situation is not suitable for speaking anything edifying, though, then just keep your mouth shut.
所以你看圣灵讲得多精确呀！我们不是要口里说实话，而是要心里说实话。
So it's not to say that we shall speak truth out of our mouth, but speak of truth out of our heart.
我讲这些话能够得神悦纳吗？
So will I be accepted, be hearkened by God by saying this?
我讲这些话，真正是为了爱他人，而不为自己的益处吗？
Am I speaking all these words out of other people's interest, rather than our own interest?
有这三个条件的啊，我相信我们在座都以这些目标，对不对？作为我们的目标。
With these three criteria, let us setting these as our targets.
所以我们今天来寄居在神属灵的帐幕了，世界上的教会也来到神属灵的圣山呢。
So today we are temporarily dwelling in the tabernacle of God, which is church, and dwell in the holy hill of God.
换句话说，就是成为亲近神，也被神亲近的。
Is to say that we draw near to God and we also been drawn near by God.
那可是这里告诉我们，后面三节告诉我们，还有七种，如果你要亲近神，住在圣山上不应该有的。
And in the latest three verses, is talking about seven kinds of people certain kind of characters shouldn't be dwell for those people dwell with God.
所以第三节第一种就是不要以舌头来说一些别人的坏话或者捏造出来的坏话。
And therefore, such as the first one in verse 3 is that do not backbite with his tongue.
第二个条件就是不要恶待朋友，朋友就是到新约来变成邻舍啦。
And second one is to does not, nor does evil to his neighbor.
什么叫做邻舍啊？等一下，如果中午你去 Parkinson's 的 market 买东西啊，旁边那些走过去的都是你的邻舍啊。
Or friends. However, here we refer to the neighbor. How do we define neighbor when we are shopping in Pack and Save? That everyone passing beside us are technically our neighbor.
恶待就是哈、哦，就是让他人亏损的、
啊。The meaning of doing evil is to allow others to be to be blamed.
不要无情无义、冷酷无情，不要对别人冷漠。
To say that we shouldn't be cold-hearted towards others.
好，那第三个，不要随火，不随火毁谤邻里。
And the third one is shouldn't be taking up a reproach against.
这个跟第一个不要做的有什么差别
？What's the difference between the first one?
第三个不要做的就是，不要一个人不敢讲啊，大家跟着讲的时候，你在旁边就是怎样？跟着在那边讲啊，人云亦云啊。
So as to say that taking up an reproach means that you are blaming you are following the trend to blame someone.
所以有些人就这样子，叫你私底下去跟神讲，私底下跟某某人讲，我不要。
So that's actually some people's behavior is that if you wanted him to speak to others privately or speak to God privately, they were unwilling to do it.
然后一定要在公众场合，有人讲啦，我跟着讲啦，这叫落井下石，或者是啊，我们台语叫做在旁边站声啦，站声啦。
He's unwilling to speak in private. However, he's willing to speak in public by following others by following the trend.
人性是这样子哈，所以你看，一个人不敢抢劫，劫火就敢抢劫杀人呐、啊，所以那个罪更重，劫火啦。
So it's like human nature is that one was not there to steal things, but with under a group, they are willing to they dare to do it.
我这个会不会讲得太难翻了、啊？哦，抱歉哦，我可能要我自己讲的太复杂，我要讲简单一点了、哦、这些不用翻。好、哦，第四节第四个条件，简单来讲就是爱恨分明。
And the fourth criterion was, he was being very, very distinctive in terms of good and evil.
要爱对呀、啊。
He shall love, the ones deserve to be loved.
要爱跟尊重。神所爱跟尊重的
，love and respect those who fear the Lord。
不要相怨啊，连那些神讨厌不尊重的，你也给他尊重，这就是非不分了。
So say that you shouldn't be honor or respect those people who doesn't fear God. This is called you are losing your sense of right and wrong。
那个不叫宽容。
That's not to say that you are tolerant。
那个不叫赦免。
You shouldn't be, you wouldn't be calling that.
神该敬重的不敬重，神不敬重的反而敬重，这个会让世界越来越坏。
Forgiveness. If you're losing the sense of right and wrong, then it's only making the world even worse.
好了，那接下来第五节，第四节后半节讲的是什么呢？就是不亏缺神的名跟荣耀。
The latter half of verse 4 saying that he who swears to his own hurt.That's not change.
因为发誓是在旧约可以的哈，拿神的名来做保证。
So swear under the name of God is permissible in Old Testament because it's using the name of the Lord as a guarantee.
所以做了第四节后半节这第五个条件呢、啊，那他就是好的。
Latter half of verse 4 saying that he is good if he's doing, he's well to his own heart, does not change.
这个三四五三节其实也是在讲，也是在讲那个第一节的义人啊。
Those people referred in verse 3, 4, and 5 is also referring to the righteous in verse 1.
但是其实他是用负面的方式在讲那七种不能做的，你做了，你就是义人了。
However, he was speaking in a negative perspective, is to say that if you are refraining yourself doing this, then you can be called as righteous.
好了，那第五节还有第六个、第七个条件。
Verse 5 still have the 6th and 7th criteria.
都是顾念他人。
It's to show concern to others.
而不是自私自利。
Rather than being selfish.
好了，最后第五节后面的五个字必永不动摇。
And the very last part of verse 5 saying, He who does these things shall never be moved.
希望我们在座诸位都能这样子居住在神的圣山里永不动摇。
So we wish that every one of us can dwell in the holy mountain of God and never be moved.
好，早上我们就祷告前分享到这里。
So that's the end of our sharing before our prayer.
希望我们祷告的时候省察自己，也求神帮助。
So when we pray, let us examine ourselves and ask